This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. Our Milton Grammarian Catherine Sherrills is with me inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. Welcome back.
Thanks. You know, Kyle, it's always fun to try to talk about punctuation on the radio.
Oh, it's why our ratings go through the roof.
Well, here's a list of five kinds of commas from Mental Floss.
Five kinds of commas.
Yeah. Now, there are other kinds, but these are five that they wanted to talk about.
Of course.
I've rearranged the order in which the website listed them because one type deserves more attention. You'll see.
Okay.
First, there's the vocative comma.
We learned so much. You promised me you're not making this up.
I am not.
This is not April 1st. Vocative. No. What is a vocative comma?
When you call someone out or address them directly. Kyle, let's do this. So how would you punctuate that?
Kyle, comma, let's do this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so that's the vocative comma.
Okay.
But problems can occur when you leave it out. Let's eat grandma.
Right.
Right.
Right. Let's eat, comma, grandma,
yes,
join us.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's eat, grandma, you're in the Donner Party.
Yes, right. Right. Exactly. Okay. And that is also it's a common meme, and I think it's even the name of a grammar book.
Eat Shoots and Leaves? Or,
yeah. Yeah, that one too.
Right.
Okay. Next is the interjection comma.
Okay.
An exclamation such as wow, dang, hey, or shoot should be set off with commas from the rest of the sentence. You look blank because you're a journalist. We don't use these things.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay. Yeah. I just would think that if it's at the beginning, like if I said, wow, that's a large elephant, it would be wow, exclamation point, new sentence.
Me too.
Because if it's wow, it deserves more than a comma.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, that's a large elephant.
I would totally agree with that, and that's the way I would write it, but they're saying that there's another way.
And that's the what comma?
Interjection. Because those are interjections.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Shoot, I forgot my keys.
That.
You can see a comma there?
Yeah, you don't need an exclamation point for that.
Okay, shoot, comma, I forgot my keys. But again, problems can occur when you leave it out. Shoot another hole in my car door.
Lock and load, baby. Right.
Now, I must interject here. Mm-hmm. Get it?
Sorry.
Just as you said, I would structure that sentence much differently. Shoot would stand alone, followed by an exclamation point. But I limit myself to one exclamation mark a year in formal writing.
So, man, if you use it on March 15th.
I'd have to be sure that I wanted to use it then, you know. And I'd follow by making a complete sentence out of the rest, as in, there's another hole in my car door.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't like exclamation points.
I do not.
Okay.
Now, you get an email from me, they're slapping.
Right. You're talking formal.
Yeah.
Right.
Formal,
gotcha.
Right, yeah. And I told my students, you get one a semester. And I didn't even let them use that because journalists don't exclaim.
Right. Well, you're right.
Even when someone says something to us that we think they are exclaiming, it's not for us to decide that they're exclaiming.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
Okay, the next comma is the introductory comma. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they're important to make the meaning of the sentence clear. When I was a baby, apple trees lined our yard.
When I was a baby, comma, apple trees.
Or it could be when I was a baby apple, trees lined the yard.
Sure.
If you're writing a children's book or something.
Absolutely.
Something like that.
Right.
Yeah. So where should the comma go? When I was a baby, comma.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, there are expert punctuators who preach that short introductory phrases don't need a comma.
And I've heard that argument.
Yeah. Three words or less.
Right.
Three words or fewer. However, I tried and failed to come up with an example I agreed with, so I always use the comma.
Yeah. When in doubt.
Yeah.
With that.
Oh, absolutely. And then there's that old bugaboo, the Oxford comma. Can you tell what the Oxford comma is?
You have a series of more than two items. Da-da, 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 and. The comma after the and, before the last one, is the Oxford.
No, before.
Before the and.
Before the and. Mm-hmm.
Is the Oxford comma.
Yeah.
And some people say you need it, some people you don't.
Yeah.
I think it's not an either or. I think there are times when it does help.
You're right.
And times when you don't need it.
I think so, too. Most journalists avoid them, and I used to sing that song. So what we're talking about is the flag is red, comma, white, comma, that's the Oxford comma, and blue.
And in that situation, I don't think you need it.
I don't, because it's short.
Right.
Nothing misunderstood.
Right. But there are times when it especially if you're talking about unusual or unfamiliar topics.
Here's one.
Okay, good.
I love my siblings, comma, Brenda and Sarah. So am I expressing love for three people? I mean, two people? Or
right.
could I be expressing love for more than
yeah,
two people?
Yeah. So I love, and this is with no comma?
I love my siblings, comma, Brenda and Sarah, no Oxford comma.
I love my siblings, comma, Brenda, that's two people.
Well, yeah,
Brenda
my
and,
siblings.
Right.
And so Brenda and Sarah are describing siblings.
Right, right.
And, I mean, that's our pretty much our interpretation. But if you are a hard-nosed Oxford comma person, mm-hmm. it could mean either. And my siblings are named Ann and Larry.
Right.
So I could be saying, I love Ann and Larry, Brenda and Sarah.
Gotcha.
You know.
Right, right.
So you have to, again, I mean, with any kind of, especially punctuation, I think punctuation more than any part of writing is where clarity can die.
That's why it exists.
Yes, exactly.
To make things more understandable, to get the specifics of what you're trying to get across.
Exactly. Finally, the one that I learned the most about in researching the segment, coordinate adjective comma. When two or more adjectives in a row separately modify the noun that follows, the rotten green tomato, put commas between them, rotten comma.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard to come up with examples of this because to really illustrate, you have to string several
right.
adjectives together, and that's just so against my process. I couldn't do it. Otherwise, they start modifying each other. Okay, so here's an instance. He uses paper-thin sliced samples in his lab.
Use paper-thin sliced samples in his lab.
Okay, so are the samples paper-thin?
Yes.
Could the samples be made of paper?
I said, yeah, right.
And thinly sliced?
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, paper,
yeah.
thinly sliced, yes.
Yeah. So punctuate, punctuations
right.
to the rescue to make your meaning clear there.
Well, hyphens.
And hyphens.
Paper
I believe in paper thin. I would put a hyphen
right.
in that, yes.
Right.
But, we discussed this a while back. The hyphens are kind of falling out.
Well,
of
they
use.
Shouldn't.
No, I agree. But so few people know how to use them. That's
right.
the problem.
Right.
So coordinate adjectives each separately modify the noun. Cumulative adjectives, on the other hand, don't separately modify the noun. And even though they're stacked up before the noun like the coordinate ones are. Instead, the adjective right before the noun pairs with the noun as a unit, and it becomes, and the adjective before that modifies that combination. For example, he bought a heavy metal detector.
Is it a detector
that
can find heavy metal?
Okay. That's right. Okay, so it can mean, to me, three meanings.
Okay.
Okay. So he bought a weighty appliance that finds metals.
Right.
So how does that... He bought a heavy metal.
He bought a detector that can find heavy metals.
Well, no.
No.
He bought, not what I gave you.
Okay.
He bought a weighty appliance.
Mm-hmm.
Heavy.
Oh, heavy. Oh, he bought a metal detector, which happens to weigh a ton.
Yes, right.
Right.
Gotcha. Regular metals, not
right.
heavy metals,
right?
Or he bought an appliance that finds dense metals.
Right.
Yeah. And in that case, you and I would put a hyphen between heavy metal.
Right.
Yeah.
Making it one
unit.
Right.
That's
one
the
modifier.
Kind of detector we're talking
right.
about. Yeah. Or he bought an iTunes app that finds Black Sabbath songs.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. Right. Exactly.
And that gives somebody an idea to make one of those. Okay.
It exists. Come on.
I'm sure.
Yes.
I am quite sure of that. Here's how to tell if your ear doesn't do the job. And I think you and I are lucky. We grew up with people that corrected our grammar, and
mm-hmm.
our ear pretty much handles that kind of
right.
Structure. Whether the adjectives are coordinate or cumulative.
Okay.
Add the word and between the adjectives. If the phrase makes sense, the adjectives are coordinate. So what about the heavy metal detector? It's heavy
mm-hmm.
and metal
right.
detector.
Right.
So it's not made of metal.
Right.
It's a detector that finds metal.
Right.
Yeah. So those are coordinate adjectives.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those are coordinate.
When we mean that thing. Metal is not describing the material of the detector, but rather its function.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If adding and doesn't make sense, then the adjectives are cumulative. And I mean, you know, this is just Millicent Grammarian talk. Nobody cares whether they're coordinate or adamant. I mean, or adamant. That's cute. Nobody cares whether they're coordinate or cumulative. They just want to punctuate them according to what they mean by
right.
Them.
Right. Yeah. Right. Our Millicent Grammarian is Catherine Schultz.